Last night, the sheriff came to my home on the hotel property and arrested me for the murder of Tina Lindsay, Zoe said as she started to cry. All right, let's back up. When the sheriff talked to you yesterday, what did you tell him? What specifically did he ask you? Finn asked. He wanted to know where I had been at the time of the murder, which he said was somewhere between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. I told him I'd taken a walk with my dog about 8 o'clock and had gone around the spa and jacuzzi, and then Nico and I walked back to my home. I have a small house on the property.
What did you do then?
I fixed dinner. I remember I had music playing and I was thinking how much I was enjoying the dinner with the music when I heard something. Now I know it was sirens, but I had the music volume turned up quite a ways, so it took me a few minutes to realize that's what I was hearing. The sound of sirens was so foreign to our resort that it didn't register with me initially. I walked out of my house and I saw an ambulance with several sheriff's cars. A few minutes later, a white van with the words Hill County Coroner pulled up. I saw my parents talking to the sheriff and the others, and then I saw a body being loaded into the coroner's van. I walked over to where my parents were, and they told me that someone had murdered Tina Lindsay in the jacuzzi, and that the sheriff and his deputies would be talking to everyone who worked at the spa the next day. I understand that the person who found Tina, Maria Castro, was really shook up, but she gave a statement and they allowed her to leave. Most of the spa employees were already gone for the day as it was getting late, and shortly thereafter, the remaining people left.
What did your parents think?
Naturally, they were very concerned that something like that had happened on their property. Tina had been with the spa for some time, so of course they were terribly upset that she'd been murdered, and they couldn't understand why.
All right, Zoe. On the night of the murder, did you talk to the sheriff or any of his deputies?
No. When they left, my parents went to their house and I went back to mine.
Okay. Tell me about the next day.
The spa opens at 8 o'clock in the morning. The sheriff and one of his deputies were there. I was there when they came, along with the people who were scheduled to work that day. Everyone was very upset about what had happened to Tina, and the yellow crime scene tape on the jacuzzi's door didn't help. We all felt like we were in a murder scene on some television show.